Alex Wojcicki reporting for FFA Today. I'm visiting with a McCool FFA chapter member, Garrett Hansen. He's a freshman representing the state of Nebraska. And Garrett, let's talk about you a little bit. Tell me about your involvement in the FFA.
So last year in eighth grade, I did some ag literacy speech, and I really got enjoying on the agriculture itself. And so from there, I tried to run for an officer position, and I got a junior officer position. So I am one of the two freshmen that have a junior officer position. So we like helping out with the community and getting really involved in spreading awareness on what Nebraska agriculture really means to the community itself. And I feel it's just a fun part explaining to the whole nation now on how it means to be a Nebraska agriculture member and how we have over 9,000 participants to this day. So it's a really fun, enjoyable moment that I love to be a part of.
So while you may be a freshman, it sounds like you have some big plans in store.
Yes.
What are you hoping to do?
Oh, I am really hoping to become president one day of the FFA chapter. I would love to get way more involved, going to nationals or even state for ag literacy, CDE, LDE, all those fun stuff. So hopefully just having big plans, creating a big thing with our community and spreading even bigger awareness than we already do for our chapter.
What advice would you give to FFA members?
Definitely don't quit. I mean, just spread awareness and keep giving all. Get involved. Get involved is a huge thing. Being involved, you can get even officer positions, get your name out there. It helps with scholarships for college, and it just really presents a good basis for your school.
Garrett, one final question for you. A main message of FFA this year is, how will you change the world? What are you doing to change the world?
I believe we're just informing, not how we can really impact, but how we can change what we do on our daily basis and understanding what agriculture and our economy means to the whole nation itself. Just making sure people are aware and people are protecting their agriculture and making sure they're promoting.
Very good. We've been visiting with Garrett Hansen. He's a freshman out of the McCool FFA chapter in Nebraska. Also visiting with Ariana Say. She's a sophomore from the Narragansett FFA chapter in Rhode Island. So I don't know a whole lot about the Rhode Island agriculture industry. Tell me about it.
Our main thing is nurseries and dairy products, because even though we don't have a lot of dairy farms, we still have a few or many dairy products that we develop from those farms. And so we mainly ship them to Illinois, Michigan, and Wisconsin, all the products that we develop there. The angel plant is mainly the product that we grow at the nurseries, and we ship them mainly to Illinois, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And with the dairy, our main produce or production agency is called Rhody Fresh, and they mainly develop milk, but they also develop cheese.
Tell me a little bit about this. You mentioned an angel plant, and I don't know what an angel plant is. Can you tell me what that is?
So an angel plant is it's in the family of leaves, but it's also growing on what a shrub would be. So, but it's in the leaf family, so it's pretty cool.
Ariana, let's talk about you specifically. Tell me about your involvement in FFA and what you do.
So I first started FFA last year as a freshman when I first came or went to Narragansett High School. And as the year progressed, I learned more and more about FFA and became more involved. And at the end of the year, I was elected as the chapter secretary. So I'm the chapter secretary, and I competed in the Creed speaking competition this year nationally. And so I've just been getting more involved and stuff, and it's teaching me more leadership and getting me more out there, because I'm a shy person personally, but since joining FFA, I've been more outgoing. And
Ariana, as we round out this conversation, what do you want FFA members to take away from being in FFA?
That even though Rhode Island is a small state, it's actually pretty big in agricultural production, and we have many things that would probably exist, but we first started them.
We have been visiting with Ariana Say. She's a sophomore from the Narragansett FFA chapter. Also visiting with Jesse Schweiger. She's a junior from the Appaquinimic FFA chapter in Delaware. What are you sharing about Delaware agriculture?
Delaware agriculture, while the state may be small, we have a lot of agriculture. And we're actually ranked second in the nation for agricultural production. 2/3 of the state is farmland. Our most produced crop is corn and soybeans, and our agricultural product is poultry and eggs, and it produces about $1.1 billion every year.
Jesse, let's talk about you a little bit. Tell me about your involvement in FFA and what you do.
So I'm the vice president of the Appaquinimic FFA chapter, so I kind of help run things around there. I actually just competed in horse judging, which is a CDE, and we got second place, at the state fair, which means that we get to go to the Big E, which is an Eastern States Exposition, and then we competed there, and our team ended up getting first place, and we had a high individual on the team.
You are a junior, but what are you looking to do in the future?
I actually want to join the military when I get out of high school.
And how will FFA prepare you for that?
So FFA comes with a lot of skills. You get to develop a lot of skills. I actually plan on competing in ag sales in the spring at our state convention, which that's kind of like a marketing thing. So you get to learn like people skills and how to talk to people. It's like sales development skills.
If you were to tell an FFA member or somebody who hasn't joined FFA one thing, what would be your piece of advice to them?
I think a lot of people think that FFA is just, it used to stand for Future Farmers of America. So I think people still kind of have the whole farmer vibe thing about it, but it definitely offers a lot more than that. And it, like, memories last a lifetime for FFA. It's a lot of fun. You get to meet a lot of cool people and get to do a lot of cool things.
We've been visiting with Jessie Schweiger. She is a vice president for the Apoquinamic FFA chapter out of Delaware. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Alex Wojcicki.